space expedition has changed my perspective towards people. Looking down at the Earth, we could not see borders or people with different nationalities. It was then that realization dawned on us that all of us are a group of human beings and citizens of the universe. That's a quote from Sunita Williams. She's an American astronaut and a United States Navy officer. And if you're unfamiliar with Sunita Williams, check her out. She holds some incredible records around number of spacewalks and most time spent in space. Welcome to The Modern Creative Woman, exploring the art and science of creativity. I am your hostess and creativity expert, Dr. Amy Backos. Let's get started. Hello, Modern Creative Woman. I am in New Orleans. I'm on a four-day retreat with my coach, and I'm really excited to see what will transpire. And you all know I have a happiness psychologist, and I have a coach. I really want to be the best I can to show up for my family, the people I work with, and of course for you. And it is the month of gratitude. Inside the Modern Creative Woman membership, we're working on appreciating ourselves and then extending that compassion and appreciation to others. It'll be talking about gratitude in this deep and rich kind of way. And I'll also be covering it all month long on the podcast and on every Friday Instagram Live. But before we take a deep dive into the topic of perspective, I really want to talk just a little bit about gratitude and why we need it right now, as it directly relates to creating a more peaceful world. The way I see gratitude, it's an action we can take to affirm that there is good in the world. We can have thoughts about it and actions about it. And we feel differently when we recognize that so much of the goodness that we appreciate comes from outside of us, from the people we love, places we love to go, art, animals, books, beauty, nature, spirituality, music, so much more. Gratitude brings, I think, a sense of peace. And I really do believe that we're contributing to a more peaceful world when we bring our undivided attention to gratitude. If you want to be more mindful, try gratitude. If you want to have peace inside you and in your home, gratitude. You want to have a little more empathy for yourself and for others? Do you want to get closer to the people that you care about? Check and check. It's gratitude. Gratitude also helps us know really what's most important to us, and it helps us choose actions that are peaceful. And I've really been contemplating how I can make a contribution to peace right now in the world. And I thought about it as, how can I use the tools that I already have? And I always admire, and I point out to my son when we see people using whatever it is that they have to be able to give to others, in their words, in their actions, and they do it in a way that only they can do. I've definitely been meditating on gratitude and researching it to prepare for this month, and I decided I could give what I do best, a little bit of writing, a little bit of teaching. So I created a 21-day gratitude challenge. All you have to do is be grateful for 21 days this month. I created this really cool journal for you. It's beautiful. It has some inspiring quotes and a few art activities, and it's got a 21 days of gratitude that you can write about. And it's my sincere hope that a 21-day gratitude challenge can contribute a little more to the peace. And from a place of gratitude, we really can continue to work towards peace. When we feel settled, we can choose actions that are towards peace. So if you're interested, you can consider this challenge as your commitment to embark on a path of gratitude and appreciation and really start to focus on your own way of being to create a more peaceful world. I think the challenge will bring you some awareness about how much good there really is in you and your family and your community and in the world. And I picked 21 days because some research said that's kind of a minimum number that you need to create a new habit. And I had originally thought of doing a month of gratitude, but I thought that might feel like too much pressure for us busy women. So I knocked it down to 21 days. That means you don't have to do every single day. And you can do them all in a row. You can spread them out over the month. And listen, it's free. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to give me your email or do anything except for download your free copy of the 21-Day Gratitude Challenge Journal. And it just asks you about your gratitude, your inspiration. It also invites you to appreciate someone that day. Really let somebody know how much you appreciate them. And this is so much fun. It's really super cool to tell someone how grateful you are for them. Here, I'll show you. I am so grateful that you're here listening to the Modern Creative Woman podcast. I'm sitting alone in my office and it makes me so happy each week when I check my stats and I get to see that you were here. Makes me really happy. And of course, I'm always glad to be in such good company of women who are looking to make the world a better place through creativity. That feels good. So I really want to inspire you to increase your gratitude, and it's so easy. You can focus your mind the way you want, focusing on peace, focusing on making that kind of difference inside you and in your home. It's the key to peaceful and more loving relationships. So how do you get it? Just hop on over to moderncreativewoman.com/21-day gratitude challenge. That's really long, but you can just find the link in the show notes here. I would also love if you could pass the Gratitude Challenge workbook along to other women who you know who want to work towards their own inner and outer peace, who are concerned with what's happening in the world, and they want to begin at the beginning with themselves. So you can also tell someone every day that you're grateful for them. You can share gratitude on your social media, add it into your emails and your texts. Just be grateful in your language. It can make a huge difference for you and for the person who's reading it. I'm going to use the hashtag Modern Gratitude. And so if you're inspired to share on social media, just hashtag Modern Gratitude. And I really hope you enjoy writing and making art every single day. You can savor your moments of gratitude and pass it on. So let's take a university level deep dive into this idea of creative synthesis. And this is all about perspective taking. And wisdom and perspective are really important character strength that we can develop over time. It's not just a choice that we take a perspective and have a perspective. It's really by design in our brain that we have perspective. And I promise this will all come back to gratitude in the end. So I came across the idea of creative synthesis. It was first mentioned by Wilhelm Wundt in 1862. He was already thinking about this. He's a German philosopher and a professor and one of the fathers of modern psychology. And Wundt was a person who distinguished psychology as a science that was different from philosophy or biology. He's the first psychologist, or the first person to call himself a psychologist. And he was so interested in looking at different kinds of consciousness and trying to sort through if there were any universal laws that might govern our consciousness. And he postulated this one idea about perception that fits so well with what we're talking about. So instead of thinking of color or a physical sensation or a spoken word as literal truths from the external world, he understood that these factors are known by us in a subjective way. For example, color is not interpreted as the actual truth of what we see, but rather it's our perception of this external stimuli and how it enters into our eyes and is recorded there. So when we see a flower, we perceive it as a certain color. And this relates to subjectivity, relativity. It's all about individual experience. And so this is the concept of creative synthesis. And Wundt expanded to include the idea of the subjective experience was related to our emotion and our motivation. So he really understood that we were wearing a lens. We could see things through our own perspective that perhaps weren't what everyone else could see. And Wundt viewed the mind as, he described it, active, creative, dynamic, and volitional. So if you think back to how Freud believes that our personality is created by the first 5 years of life, called determinism. And our personality is determined by these formative years. Now, Freud knew that we can change our personality through his process, psychoanalysis. So when Wundt says that our mind is volitional, he's talking about being creative, but it's not totally free or coming out of nothingness, that there's this incredible context. It's our first 5 years of life, plus all the rest of our subjective experiences since then, that we ourselves are our context. So those acts are creative, but they're not totally free. So behind every creative act, there are essentially mental laws that he described that acted on the consciousness. And we call these like contextual sciences now in psychology. And acceptance and commitment therapy, which is the approach I use, is considered a contextual science. And here's the gist. You are the context for your life experiences. There's part of you that has seen everything, survived your worst days. But the part of you that has seen your whole life, you are the context for all these things that are happening. So let's return to that idea that our external experiences are creative and subjective. If you think of your sensory organs, right? Your sense of taste, touch, smell, hearing, it can all be described endlessly in physics and biological sciences, but they can't really capture the psychological quality of hearing something. It can't capture something like, oh, that tastes sweet, or, oh, this book is heavy. Science can't really describe the experience of looking at cerulean blue. Science makes an effort to understand that by understanding the brain as it is taking in this information. There's no like qualities in physics that relate to perception in the same way. There's not like red or green or blue in science that we understand that the experience of redness is really a phenomenon created by the cortex of our brains, a musical quality, the flavor or texture of orange juice, the familiarity of a face. Though all of that is really this rapid creative synthesis. And it can't at all be explained by just summing up a few things. It's a very complex process by which we receive and perceive information from the world. Now, a key feature of creative synthesis is that our mental capacities are so much more than the sum of their parts. You might be familiar in terms of Gestalt psychology. Now, in all types and combinations of life, the product is always more than the sum of the different parts. What we get is something new altogether, like a family. It's not just you and the other people in your family. It's a totally different, greater thing when everybody is together as a family. It works at jobs, too. It's not just the sum of each person. It's the collective of everyone working together. Your living room is not just the sum of each piece of furniture in there. It's a whole environment. If you look at a painting, it's so much more than just a brushstroke upon brushstroke. If you've ever made a collage, the resulting collage is so much bigger than just the sum of the pictures that you glued on the paper. So essentially, the sum, that thing that is greater, is creative in every aspect. There's a real novelty and creativity to these higher cognitive operations. It happens outside of us, like with families, work, art, but it happens inside our brain as well. The sum of our experiences is so much more than just the first 5 years of life. It's so much more than the flower we're looking at. It involves so many things that make our perspective really unique. We put all that together from our unique perspective, and we have created the vision of how we're interpreting things. And we can create something really lovely or something really terrible, depending on how we perceive ourselves and others and how we perceive what's happening around us. I think the best news is we have choice about how we want to perceive things, and we can take action to perceive things in a different way. Once we come to grips with knowing that it's all subjective and we get to decide how we want to interpret it, then we're ready to engage in much more creative synthesis.
Oh,
that was a whole university lecture today. So let's get down to really the practical magic of creativity here. So based on the science and psychology I just described with creative synthesis, you now know that you have a subjective experience and interpretation of everything around you, of your thoughts, your feelings, your bodily sensations, of your environment, of the people around you. Your experience of it is completely unique to you, and so is everyone else's experience. So here's a little experiment that I would love for you to conduct, and then tell me how this works for you. Go find a picture of something that you've already seen before. Ideally, it could just be art on your wall. Maybe it's kind of a famous picture at a museum that you've seen lots of times before. It could be that you go for a walk outside in a familiar place. You could even find like a family picture. I want you to really look at this picture or this place. You can set your timer for 2 minutes, or you can play a relaxing song that does not have any words that lasts about 2 minutes. I like to do that instead of the timer. So all you have to do is focus on what you're looking at. You can start with a color and really explore the depth of that color. You can look at kind of the nuances of shape, any subtle changes in light or texture or dimension, anything that influences your experience of the image. Maybe you're looking at a picture of someone in your family and you're really looking at their face. And at the end of those 2 minutes, just notice what you saw new this time that was different from what you had noticed before. This kind of looking is really healing and it's so relaxing. And it leads me to one of my favorite affirmations that I'm always telling myself. The more I look, the more I see. Now, it requires a little bit of humility to admit that we don't all have the information that is lets us know about something completely. We don't have all the information in the world, and our first look is usually insufficient in capturing the whole picture. And to live a creative life, I believe we really have to be open to new ways of thinking and fresh ways of interacting with others, especially people from whom we are different. We can certainly gain perspective from reading, traveling, making art, talking to different people, learning something new. I think one of the significant values of working with a professional therapist or learning from someone trained in perspective who can give us perspective on how we see things is that it allows our brain to shift and take in a different way of looking, perhaps some new information. And the more we're open to the idea that perception is subjective, the more we're able to unpack the things that might be holding us back or weighing us down and choose a fresh perspective. I do think the practical magic of everyday creativity has to involve recognizing our experiences are subjective, that everyone experiences the world so differently, and they create different thoughts and feelings in response to that perception. I love to think of it as our own lenses we have on our fancy sunglasses. We can take them off and try on a different pair and see things from a different perspective. You know, just like having an opinion doesn't mean the opinion is true. Having a perception doesn't mean that it's true. It just means that that's what we're experiencing in the moment. And in acceptance and commitment therapy, this is called cognitive diffusion. Seeing a thought, an opinion, is what it is. It's just a thought. It's our brain firing. It's not about truth. And that knowledge really requires us to have perspective. In fact, research shows that the more we know, kind of the more humble we become because we recognize how little we really do know. We just know a little bit about something, we think we've got it. But once we start to dive in and see all the possibilities of a subject or an idea or of history, we recognize there's lots of perspectives. So the more we know, it's often the less confident we feel in our knowledge. So being open to practical creativity means being okay with being wrong, with not having all the answers, being open to having our minds changed, being willing to continue learning. And it can be really uncomfortable for a lot of people to feel as if they don't know or they don't have the right answer. And a lot of cultures really value having the right answer. A lot of people personally feel that they want to have the right answer. And sometimes we all get defensive about what we don't know. So here's where gratitude comes in. Research shows that we have more empathy when we practice gratitude. Empathy is a huge part of making peace in the world, inside ourselves and outside of us. When we have empathy, we can imagine the best in someone, including ourselves. This was a long way around of inviting you to take perspective on gratitude with me this month. I do hope you join the 21-Day Gratitude Challenge and that you share it with other women who want to feel better and more peaceful. So now that you know about how subjective our experiences really are, and the good news that you can shift your perspective towards gratitude, what will you create? Click on the link in the show notes for your free 21-Day Gratitude Challenge Journal and join me in a month of gratitude. Do come find me on The Modern Creative Woman. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest at Dr. Amy Backos. And if you like what you're hearing on the podcast, join me on Instagram every Friday at noon Pacific time, and we'll keep the conversation going. Have a wonderful week, and I cannot wait to talk with you in the next episode about the art and science of your creativity. I'll see you next time.